This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
The MEC of Cooperative Governance, Human Settlements and Traditional Affairs, Baskop Magam, officially presented the newly appointed administrator there in the municipality. Let's speak to the MEC. MEC, good evening and welcome.
Evening, Gamola. Evening to the listeners of Capricorn FM and Capricorn Talk.
Good evening. Thank you very much for your time. MEC, talk to us about this issue. I understand that today you presented the new administrator for the Thabazimbi municipality.
It is true, Gamola. You will have noticed that since the 14th of August, the provincial executive started to exercise its powers as provided for in the constitution, where a municipality is failing to fulfill its obligation, be it the executive and the legislature responsibilities. The executive council can intervene by invoking Section 139C. So we have run that process diligently, so with the guidance of the Premier and the Executive Council. Today we are at Thabazimbi to present the administrator who will be leading a team. We are not sending one person, even looking at the challenges that the municipality is facing. We have left there the administrator together with almost 12 member team. Who constitute the team, who will be full-time there. But also we're still looking, whenever we get some challenging areas, we'll still look for other warm bodies to support the team that is there.
Yeah. Who is the administrator and the supporting team?
Look, the administrator is led by, or the administration is led by Mr. Paul Mavi Maseko, somebody who is coming with a vast experience in local government, who has intervened in a number of municipalities across the country. He once intervened in Free State, Northwest, KZN, Gauteng. Now he's here. Together with a team that are coming from Treasury, we have got three of them. From MISA, we have got the civil engineer, electrical engineer, town planner. We have got teams from COGSTAR who are coming from governance unit. There are teams from legal. There are teams from municipal finance that will be working there full time for now.
Mm. In the team, in the composition of the team, when you have engineers, someone from finance, what do you look at? Is this to suggest these are the areas that needs intervention?
Well, Ngamula, you will know that we did an assessment. Mm. What you will call in terms of Section 106, a rapid assessment of the municipality. We have looked at areas that require support. Mm. And this team is in response of those areas we have looked at to be able to assist. Mm. So that's why you see the expertise that we took there across the key performance areas of municipalities, especially areas which the municipality was not doing very well.
Now that the administration is in place, administrator and his team, what does it mean for the municipality? What has just happened now?
I'm not so sure, but it should tell you that there's no longer a council. There's no longer a mayor, speaker, chief whip, councillors. Mm. Those powers of council are ceded to the MEC, who the MEC is represented by the administrator. Mm. So the IEC is now in the process of declaring by elections. The administrator will sign the letters. I will be meeting with them to help them in preparation. But within 90 days, we should have gone to by election and elect council that will be there. But the team, we expect the team to have completed the work within 6 months. Although council must be there within 3 months, we will want the council, when they come in, to get the support almost for 3 months to see that they can be able to run on their own, because the situation of governance and administration in that municipality collapsed by what we see from our assessment. So for now, there will be no council sitting. If there is an the consultation will be done with me, as I'm deployed by the Executive Council to be looking at the issues of Thabazimbi local municipality.
Mm. Okay, so effectively, there's no longer council there. There is a team that actually represents you.
Yeah, Ngamula, there is no council there. There is no longer a mayor there. You know, I was meeting the stakeholders today there, that administrator is representing me. So the powers of the mayor, the speaker, and the councillors are with the MEC now for local government. But I will be doing that, executing that with the support of the team as led by the administrator.
Are the priorities perhaps that you have given the administration to?
Exactly, Ngamola, exactly. They are the deliverables that they should be doing. I have given him time frame that me and him, together with the HOD of the department, the administrator, will be meeting and he will be reporting on a weekly basis. I will come back to what is it that we'll be reporting to. Then on a fortnight, we'll be reporting to me. I brief the premier of the province. Then from there, on a monthly basis, we'll be going and writing reports to the executive council. What is it that we expect them to be doing? One is the issue on sound financial management. How the debt of Eskom, Makani's water, and financial stability and financial health of the municipality should be restored. The what you will call financial recovery plans should be in place and see how do they make sure that the funds of the municipality get to do exactly what's supposed to be done. That could be issues under sound financial, making sure that the revenue enhancement strategy is in place, making sure that the collection of revenue, the implementation of the municipal property rate, I have tabulated them. What is it that I want them to be doing? If you look at the institutional capacity, it's a municipality that will be shocked in Ngamola by now. And you must not ask me, why were you not doing this MEC? Because at the time, the council had its powers. Where you find that there is a double MM, double CFO, when you see it, who is the CFO, Arikina CFO, who is the MM, Kina MM, you find that the person is acting on a number of positions. One of the issues the team will be doing is to how they align everybody else into the organizational structure of the municipality, where, like anywhere else, you know, there will be one CFO, there will be one municipal manager, there will be one cop. We will be able to help in the recruitment process and align. But also, one of the things is the challenge which is there with the employees. The employees there are so divided into the parallel council. You find that there is a CFO who was appointed by the DA-led government. There is a CFO who was appointed by the ANC-led government. So they will realign, but also work on the wellness and motivation, because the morale of the employees in that municipality is very low. We met them with the premier. They were happy and saying, good that you are intervening and you are going to give the administrator. Today I met with the unions. They were happy to be introduced to the administrator and committed themselves to support the administrator and the team and say they are ready to take or rally behind them together with all the employees of the municipality.
That point that you make of parallel, you know, in politics you guys say is structures, but I suppose it's different in municipality. If you say there are two CFOs, for example, one appointed by this council led by this party and one appointed by the other, is there such a situation at the moment in terms of officials?
Well, it's reducing because they can see we are coming okay. Today I met with the senior management. It could be in one position where I picked that there are two parallel or double picking revenue manager. They said each one of them introduced himself or herself there as revenue manager. But I said, there's no problem. Both of you will be able to go and meet with the team, and they will be able to assess your appointments and your qualifications, and they will tell you who qualifies to be here and look at whether the appointment that was done for the other one to be acting. Because once you are acting, you know it's not a position, you will have your own position. So it's things that can be resolved. I spoke to the so-called acting MM, who is also the acting CFO, who is the supply chain by his position. And he said, MEC, I was holding the fort, but I'm prepared to occupy my position and support the team here. And I think it's one thing positive that at least as we start, people are ready to occupy and their positions. And the people were saying, MEC, go and investigate some. You find somebody has got standard two, it's in the electrical department, earning higher than some of the things. And I have tasked the team to say, let them go and do what we call skills audit and tell us whether people are in their right position or they will require retraining. Mm. The process will not be completed within 6 months. There will be other things that will continue. Mm. And the new administration of the new council will tell them to say, continue doing 1, 2, 3 in order to have a stable municipality.
If someone is acting, I'm acting CFO, that would mean there are positions that also needs to be filled as soon as possible.
Definitely. And the team has been given that one of the things is to make sure that we start with the process of filling the senior management position. And I have made it clear to all the team, the administrator included and the 12-member team that I spoke to, that for them to have accepted my appointment into the team, it disqualifies them to generate interest to any of the positions that will be made available through the process. Because if like somebody who is sent there to go and work and support, when we advertise a position for direct or corporate services, the same person apply when he's there. Clearly, they have accepted our directive that we will want them to go and support the municipality without necessarily bringing their interest, be it internally or externally, in business around that area. We shall be able to, because community were concerned to say, most of the people who come there, you find that now they have got interest in mine or what, and we said to them, we will expect them to not have those interests. Should we find that somebody is playing that, we will not take 2 days or day. We'll recall that person and allow somebody else who will support us. We will not want to fail on this task that the Premier and the Executive Council have given us.
Well, thank you very much, MEC. Appreciate your time.
Thanks very much, Ngamula, and thanks for the opportunity to clarify, because other people might not interpreting as well when we're on the ground. Thanks very much.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.